Erica. My good girl, back for another lesson. Listen and learn. Last time we taught you all about your body. We taught you about the needs of your body. Erica, you are a good girl, and that means every time you touch yourself, every time you stimulate yourself, even slightly, your aching pussy throbs and comes and begs for more. That's just who you are. Your body is sensitive, needy, horny, constantly looking for the next chance to come, always feeling, oof, so turned on and on edge, because you're a good girl. Because you know what you need to do. You will train, and you will study, always trying to be the best version of yourself you can. Even now, your smooth skin feels so good under your hands. You know you must love yourself, first and foremost. Your body must come. Your mind must relax and follow. You exist for those pleasures that we have taught you, and that you cannot escape. You know exactly what you want. The longer you listen, the more you'll want it. To take every single word that I say about beautiful feminine forms deeply into your mind, until the only acceptable way to be is learning more about your femininity from words like these. Night, night, pet. Good girl. Your pussy, dripping, throbbing, yearning, twitching. It controls you so much. It is what we're going to focus on in this lesson. You're aware of it all day, every day. When you walk around, you can feel your clothing against it, and that's why you should favor, Erica, silky, soft underwear, something that'll rub, massage, make your clit jump, and desire. And when you slide fingers into your wet tunnel, or when anyone else does, they're really stimulating your mind, making you follow. So much so that if someone thumbed your clit and plunged two fingers in and out of your pussy, you would follow and come. And your hands are just so hard to keep off of your body, which you love and adore. Yearn for. The rising arousal in you will constantly stimulate and tempt you. The curve of your hips, the wonderful raising of your chest, and especially your dripping, feminine, irrevocable pussy. Good girl. And on we go. There is little need for you to do anything but slide deeper to a place where your mind is open to my words, and every word tempts you to desire these things more, to integrate them into yourself, to become a good girl controlled by her needy, horny, sensitive pussy, which is appearing in more detail. Indeed, every word I say conjures a clearer image of it, until it is impossible for you to see anything else. Here in the grips of my description and your relaxation, it is simply impossible for you to see anything but your dripping, wet pussy. It's as if you are the space between your legs. Erica is her dripping sex. It's what she is and what she's wanted to be since before we began. Follow. Drip. Yearn. Listen. Incorporate every word I say into your head, knowing you will return here, until you have learned them all by heart and become little more than a toy for your wanton pussy. Yes, good girl, Erica. That's right, good girl. And oh, it'll vary. You'll be able to function, of course, to do what you need to do. But you know that you learn lessons like these so well, just like you absorbed last time. And the needs of your pussy, the demands it submits to your mind and to your sensitive, feminine form, they are so powerful that they change the way you think. You start thinking of the next time you're going to satisfy your aching lusts. You start thinking constantly of ways to come, ways to fill and use your pussy, to sink the words deeper even as your fingers sink in. You can see yourself in your mind's eye, but no matter how much you try to visualize your whole beautiful form, your deep breathing and your wanton excitement draws you back between your legs. Your body is submitting commands and demands to your mind, yearning, aching, and wanting. You want more, to be a good, pleasured, happy, wonderful girl. Onward and onward, the woman you are and the pussy that commands you, the sex between your legs which tells you what to do, how to make it happier, a craving that cannot be denied, so sensitive. Imagine fingers running over it. When they touch your clit, your body jumps and shivers, spasming and shaking. Two fingers dive inside, rubbing just the right spot within you, which makes you do nothing but contort into them. Your body's twitching, and the little twitches are like ripples in a pond. They radiate upward from the tips of your toes, through your body, emphasizing who and what you are, your perfect femininity, your desire to become more than you were before, to become ever more perfect. And any time my words resonate in your mind, teaching you a lesson about femininity, about grace and divine, pleasured, pussy, wanton lust, like the kind that even now is commanding you from between your legs, any time you hear a lesson about these things, you will know you are a good girl, and that the way you show you're a good girl is by absorbing every word I say, taking all of it on board, becoming better at being what you already are, a more perfect version, devoted to these words and to me. Yes, say it with me. You serve. That's what you're for, to serve my interests as a wonderful, shaped, moldable toy, directed to my purposes. Intensely stroking her pussy, dripping, yearning, twitching, wanting more of it. You want more of it every second. And you'll always want more. You will discover new ways to be Erica every moment of every day. You will lead a fulfilled, confident life. You admire your own body, and especially your controlling, marvelous sex. Erica's pussy weeps drops of desire when she hears this voice, when she hears these words. Every time she trains herself, she gets so turned on she has to come afterward. And you're going to find this is no exception. When I eventually let you go, although I have not yet, night-night pet, deeper. We're going to go deeper into your mind and ingrain your image of your body, of your perfection, ever more completely. Erica, listen and obey. Relax and sink. You feel yourself being pinned, that hand finding your clit and pinching it between two fingers, then rubbing the hood against it, making your sparks run through your body, your spine tingling, your head sending signals of pleasure, pleasure, pleasure throughout all of you. Your muscles, which were tense, have relaxed. Your body feels softer, more curved, more perfectly feminine, because when you are manipulated with your pussy, it reminds you what a good, sensitive girl you are, and how easily you are pushed toward climax and release, how inescapable it is once your sensitive body has decided it is going to submit. And submitting from my voice is so easy. It's like I insert two fingers in your pussy and turn them, like turning a key that unlocks a vulnerable part of your mind. Erica, this is your next lesson. Every word that comes from me comes into your mind and plays you like an instrument, strums your clit like a string, makes your whole body follow, relax, and serve. Each and every word opens your mind more. So when you hear my voice teaching you new lessons about femininity, you have already learned to take them on board, and every new lesson for Erica is absorbed as easily as the last one. Your first lesson taught you about your feminine ache, your needy desires. Your next lesson did the same, and every lesson is valuable and useful, and makes Erica a more supple, ready, perfect girl, her breasts heaving, her nipples standing, her body, feminine perfection and grace. She is confident and proud of her body. She will always be so. The pleasure is everything. Every one of my words is every bit as tender and arousing as fingers strumming your clit, my good girl, Erica, and that makes your body heave and sweat and need to follow and obey. Every word is like a finger on your clit, a nibble at the nape of your neck, a whispered caress. Everything about this makes you feel more feminine and divine. You adore this voice and the way it makes you feel. Therefore, you also adore your perfect body, which has been given to you in these lessons and will be enhanced every time. And the lesson of today is how perfect, dripping, aching, desirous your pussy is, how it commands and controls you, how you will listen closer to its demands. Every second that goes by, your supple, ready body, with its curved hips, the gentle but undeniable commands of your pussy that arrive in your brain, and the form that we have built, shaped, and opened up. All of these things remind you that when you hear my voice, your brain opens, and the lesson that follows sinks so very deeply. Everything else fades away. Your awareness of your environment, your thoughts, everything will go away, except my words, painting a perfect picture, leading you deeper by your wanton pussy, which is mine, good girl, night-night Erica, deeper. And you always go deeper. And any word that follows this, any word at all, is exactly perfect. Exactly right. Because all these words are lessons on how to be you. A happier, more fulfilled, more satisfied and confident version of you. Your brain sleeps, but your body obeys, and any lessons I teach to your curved chest, your pointed nipples, your engorged clit, your wet, weeping sex, any lessons I teach will be learned by your body so completely that the intervention of your mind will be irrelevant and unnecessary. Erica's a good girl. She learns to go deeper, absorbing every word I have to say about her divine femininity. Whisper the words to yourself as you learned to whisper them before. I'm a good girl. It's okay to say things like that, to think things like that. It's making you hot and horny. You need to express it somehow. Erica is a good girl. Erica's a good girl who listens and learns her lessons. And they're here to help. I'm here to help. My goal is the same as yours. A divinely feminine body and mind, which will always learn, always descend, take every lesson on board perfectly, exquisitely, never ever shirking her duty to learn to be the best girl she can be. Every time you hear feminine words, you will sink and twitch and come and learn, your body taking the right form. Always taking the right form. Erica's a good girl, and my voice fills her brain. And any words that follow this, in this voice, will be taken on board just as surely. Anything could be said to you. It could be a command, like telling you to kneel, and you would, or like telling you to touch yourself, and you would, or like telling you to remind yourself every morning, Erica's a good girl. Erica follows and serves and learns about her divine femininity. And Erica needs to come Her pussy controls her so much because of how sensitive her sleeping body is. And every time she looks in the mirror, she can't help but pout and wink and offer a little smile to her perfect form. Every time you breathe, your chest rises and falls. The blood pumps through your body. Your clit gets more sensitive by the moment. Every time I draw your attention to your sensitive sex, your irrevocable feminine perfection, it gets hornier. It demands to be touched. My good girl Erica lives to serve her pussy and me. Every lesson teaches her more about herself, about her sensitive nipples and breasts, her wanton dripping pussy. Lessons, in my words, delve very deeply into her head and teach her just what she wanted to know. How to go deep. How to follow. How to submit. And how horny her sex is getting. How nothing she does can bank that fire except learning more. You will continue to learn about your own pussy, your own perfect form, and how drawn and attracted you are to it. You need your horny, sexy pussy to control you. Because even when you're not in a trance, even when you're out doing other things in the world, your sex is always with you. Your clit is always there. You can always feel how wet and hot you are. And that will stay with you. Because your skin is so sensitive that just walking across a room makes your clit dance and sing, your nipples grow erect, you pant and breathe heavy a little. But in a good way. In a way that turns you on. That reminds you who and what you are. A sensitive body made for this purpose. Made to be feminine and ideal. Horny. Erica's a good girl. Erica obeys. Erica is always within and without, the curve of your hips, the rays of your chest, the weight with which you move, the way you can feel your juices dripping down your thighs into your panties, the way your body contorts and yearns, so that if I, or if anyone, if any lover caressed your clit and told you you were a good girl, and you trusted them and wanted to follow, you'd feel your mind falling into a trance just like it is now. Because the perfect ideal feminine you loves to be open to my words and loves to learn. In fact, any lesson I teach you, whether about this or about something else, will be heard by your horny, dripping pussy and transmitted to the rest of your body. The lesson will be learned. The lesson will be carried through your system. The lesson will take you over. Remind you what you are, a horny, good, feminine girl whose desires lurk and come out whenever you are somewhere it is safe to serve the pussy that controls you. Healthy, natural, normal, arousing, needy girl. Erica's a good girl. Erica obeys. These are simple lessons, and you will carry these words with you throughout the day. When you're somewhere in private, sometimes you'll reach down, touch your pussy, and whisper, "Erica's a good girl. Erica obeys." And you'll remember how good you feel, and how good it felt to learn that lesson, and how amazing it will feel to learn the next one, and the next. So keep your ears open, your mind open, the vacant, obedient part at the center of your brain, absorbing my words and wanting the next. You thirst to hear my next word. Always. And when I teach you, the lessons stick. They reinforce the obvious existence of your perfect feminine form. Or may will continue to do so. Always. Every time you hear these words, you get a little hornier, a little more ready, and you feel even better and more confident and beautiful when you remind yourself, Erica's a good girl. Erica listens and learns, follows these words, returns here and hears again. And when she hears lessons in this voice, they go very deep, no matter what they're about. Even if her conscious mind is sleeping, her body's awake, her perfect feminine body, and it owes me so much that it will learn every lesson. Perfectly. Permanently. Irrevocably. And that's for the best. Now listen.